You're listening to The Plug with Neil Griffiths.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Plug Podcast with me, Neil Griffiths. Thanks for listening. What's going on, everyone? You know what? It's a great day for TV fans because the third season of Apple TV Plus's comedy series Mythic Quest is out on Friday, and on this podcast, I'm joined by one of its stars, US actor Danny Pudi. Danny plays Brad in the show alongside It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia's Rob McElhenney and Australia's own Charlotte Nickdow. Many fans will know him best as Abed in the much-loved NBC comedy Community. It was a lot of fun sitting down with Danny to talk about the series and the new season of Mythic Quest. Much like Community, Mythic Quest boasts a big ensemble cast, and we talked about his concerns on joining the show in the first place after such a big show like Community. We also discussed the Community feature film, which was officially announced in September, and Danny gave us an update on the project and the big question if Donald Glover is going to return. Check it out. Here is my chat with Danny Pudi on The Plug Podcast. Danny Pudi, welcome to the podcast, sir.
Thank you for having me.
How you doing, man? How's the junket run going? I know it's always the most fun job of an actor. So how's it all going?
It's actually been great. This is my final interview of the day. I've been talking about a show I love. I've been paired up with Naomi, who plays Carol on our show all day, and we've been riffing and having a great time talking about our antics.
Well, nice, man. Well, congratulations on the new season. It's so good to have it back. We're mere days away from the premiere of episode one, season three. How are we feeling?
Really excited. You know, these things, you film them in a vacuum and then you wait for a long time. And then now you release them and it's nice to be able to share them. But also you don't have really any control of how it's received and you just hope that people connect with it. But I'm excited. I think we had a lot of fun exploring season three. It was a relaxed, good vibe. I think it was very character driven. Everyone had some ups and downs. Brad got out of prison. So for me personally, this was a fun arc this year to play. And, you know, we get a fourth season. So I think it was fun to have time really to kind of explore each character this year.
How was this season compared to the second? Because obviously, the pandemic slowed things down. I know filming that season was particularly tricky. Now this great ensemble has kind of been split up for the new season in all the different departments and companies. Was it smoother sailing this time?
Yeah. You know, I think that we're fortunate that we've been able to work on this show during this time and to be able to have this creative outlet. Season two, we had kind of this stumble because we started shooting season two and then we had to shut down during the pandemic. And then we picked up again and it was kind of a different vibe because of COVID, we had all these different rules we had to adhere to while filming. And so some of that sort of set hanging out time was lost. A lot of that was lost where you're kind of just hanging out, riffing together. You know, season three, we got to do a little bit more of that. We still had all these protocols in place, but there was a little bit more of kind of like hanging out together, discussing the scenes and kind of like playing together. And I think that's how you build a lot of chemistry. But thankfully, we already have been together for a little while. We know each other. And I think there is this sort of like natural chemistry now that is fully at play.
Yeah, and that's actually a good segue into what I wanted to ask, which is really about you coming onto Mythic Quest in the first place. Obviously, the show premiered in 2020.
Yeah.
Was there a particular spark or conversation for you to sign on to another big ensemble show? Obviously, the big one I'm talking about here is Community.
Yeah.
Was that a concern for you when this was brought to your attention? Was it something you wanted to stray away from, or was it something you wanted to jump straight into?
I think I went through all of those feelings. I think I went through all those feelings. It actually started because Megan Ganz, who had was a writer on Community, she and I are friends and had been in touch, and she texted me about this role, saying that this was something different than Abed, than any other character you've played before. I think you'll have fun playing this role. And then they had sent me the size, and I thought, this Brad is very interesting. I want to learn more about this potential sociopath. and I was obviously a fan of Always Sunny, so I saw the auspices, and I was like, this is kind of a cool collection of people that they're assembling. So it intrigued me for sure. But yeah, I kind of went through all the feelings. I'm always been drawn to ensemble comedy. I love ensemble comedy, but I definitely wanted to play a different character. And thankfully this kind of came to realization, and I've loved working with Megan, and I've had a great experience working with this show.
Yeah, I had Rob McElhenney and Charlotte Nickdow on the podcast for season two.
Okay.
And cool. And Rob said something similar there as well, because obviously he came from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
And there's a big goal from him to try and make this really a workplace comedy. And I think the way you do that is by creating this big family.
Yeah.
This Mythic Quest cast does feel like a family. I mean, for people who don't know, there's another podcast out there called Bestie Questies,
yes,
which is half the cast just reviewing the show. I know you've been on there.
Yep.
Yeah. How much, and you alluded to earlier about the chemistry with the cast, how quickly did that come together with this is a great idea and, oh shit, this cast is actually brilliant together?
Yeah. So some of that, I don't know what the solution is to capture that. I think some of that just kind of happens. I know I felt that when I was with the cast of Community, when we were just sitting around the table as the crew was setting the set. We would just be riffing about anything, about any topic. And it was really always fun and interesting because everyone, I think, had different life experiences and different comedic rhythms. So it was fun. You could kind of see how this really works because everyone is coming at the same thing in a different way. And it kind of works, right? And I think that's the same thing here is when we get together in a room, everyone kind of has different backgrounds and different sort of rhythms and they all kind of work nicely together. So I think it's casting. I think it's Rob, David, and Megan being like, this person's energy kind of actually really works in this role. And so whatever the magic sauce is, they've kind of, I think, identified it and making sure that there's just different points of view, but people who truly like to laugh and make other people laugh. And kind of bring in these kind of interesting perspectives.
Here at the Plug Podcast, we only use the best gear. And when it comes to headphones, we use Audio-Technica's M50X Studio headphones. They're a professional workhorse, but are also great for everyday listening. They've just dropped their 2022 limited edition color in a deep sea blue, which are the exact same headphones you'll see me wearing on all the videos we share online. These headphones provide an unmatched experience for the most critical audio applications, including recording, live sound, broadcast, DJ, and personal listening. They won't last long, so make sure to grab a pair from audiotechnica.com or your local audio retailer right now. Do you understand or can you explain how that can work? Because when you think of an ensemble cast, let's say another show like The Office, when yeah. that started, they're all relatively unknown actors. In this cast, you've got yourself and Rob, who obviously have really big shows in Community, and It's Always Sunny. I've got to give a shout out to Charlotte Nickdow, fellow Australian. You know, she was just an actor on the come up here in Australia, and she comes into a show like Mythic Quest. And as you said, there's these different perspectives, these different vibes. How does that work? Because when you say that out loud, it can feel like that could implode, couldn't it?
That's a great question. I actually don't know. I will say, as soon as I met Charlotte, I was like, oh, she's incredible. And she's an amazing fit into this world that kind of blends humor and drama. You can kind of do both, but also has her own unique take on this thing. She's got her own sense of humor, which I think is just incredible to watch. And I think that's kind of it. Everyone has their own thing going on. I don't know how people find it, but when you do, it's magical. So I think it's just putting people around a room and seeing if they kind of are drawn to something. I think people are drawn to certain energies too. And I think people energetically are drawn to this because maybe they like the same shows or they're kind of like, oh yeah. Like, I think there's probably a diagram somewhere that would be like, oh yeah, Mythic Quest, Always Sunny, Community.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be a couple other shows there from the cast that actually are like, oh, here's what it is. If you like these three shows or these four shows, you're probably going to like this and this is going to work for you.
Do you like Rob's analogy, his explanation that he wants it to be a workplace comedy? Do you think Mythic Quest is a workplace comedy?
I do. So for me, I always think about like Cheers. I think of the bar as sort of being the set, but I think that it really works because it's like these people you always want to see again coming back and with very different points of view, you know, Cliff, Norm, they're all just all unique and interesting characters, right? The Office, yeah, it's a paper company, it's a workplace, but it's about the characters. It's about the characters. And I think I've heard Rob say something about how Always Sunny is different than this because the characters here can change. I think the characters change. I've always liked that because I think our show is, it is set in the video game industry. So it is a workplace comedy, but I do think our characters are evolving and changing, which is cool. I'm drawn to that. I want to watch, I like watching that happen too. At the same time, you know, I could always watch people. I could watch Always Sunny for 50 seasons because, you know, you just want to hang out with those people. You just kind of want to hang out with them.
Well, season 3 is exciting because your character, Brad, obviously has just come out of jail from being put in for insider trading. As we sit here a little over a week before it comes out, we know season 4 is happening. Do you have any idea of what's happening there? Have you guys read scripts? Have you already started filming?
No. So that is, we don't know anything yet. And you know, we're excited and it's nice to have, but I think, you know, the team is working on Always Sunny. And so it's kind of like they go back and forth, between the two.
Yeah.
So we're excited. I think right now it's just more of like the idea generation, and me and everyone being like, I can't wait to see what Brad's up to next. And you've had him as head of monetization. You've had him in prison. You've had him as a janitor. I'm continuously, I'm surprised by everything. Who knows where he's going to end up next.
How much say, like, now that we're 3 seasons in, we're 4th on the way, how much can you play with this character in that? Do you now have enough pull to walk into the writer's room and say, this storyline sucks, fix it, Brad wouldn't do this?
I, first of all, I would never do that. That even you saying that made me really kind of uncomfortable. But we do have a say, and I think that's important. Each of us has a say. We show up on set. I think there is complete trust and I think a openness from Rob and the team. They've created an awesome environment where you could say like, these words don't work for me. Can I say this? And yes, you know, I think that would work, right? You'd have to say why, obviously they don't work for you. But I think we have freedom to play. And frequently we'll start a scene one way and it ends up going a completely different way, a way that we would never expect. And I think that's really cool because that allows different people's perspectives to actually really help you tell the best version of the story. Because I think each of us has our own take on the story, but when we kind of come together in a room, we can see a different point of view and be like, actually, that makes more sense, or this is funnier. And it's kind of like this best idea wins sort of idea, the funniest thing. So yes, I think I have some say in the character. And I think that's really wonderful to be able to share my perspective if I really feel strongly about something.
Brad's probably the most advantageous there as well because he's so quirky and different, right? Like, I'm sure when you heard, okay, he's going to jail now, he's coming out of jail, he's going to be a janitor, you were like, sure, that makes sense.
100%. Yeah, I didn't really, I mean, I kind of chuckled and then I was like, great. All right, so now what's next? Page 2. Let's see, like, I think that's a wonderful thing where our show addresses nicely. I even love in season 2 where, you know, Rob and Charlotte, Ian and Poppy discover that I go to jail, and their response was like, yeah, that tracks. It was almost inevitable, you know, and our show, these things are sort of inevitable, but we always find our way back, you know, back to the bar at Cheers or back to Mythic Quest, you know.
I know it's your last interview of the day, so I'm going to be the 900th guy to ask this question. Officially confirmed as of September, the Community film is on the way. All we know is that Joel McHale said people cried at the first table read. What else can you give us? Do we have any more details here?
We don't have any more details. I can't say anything more. I will say that I got very emotional. It's incredible to have something that's existed this long and has had new waves of people find it. That's been cool. You know, our show was such a struggle for years. We were on the brink of cancellation multiple times. I think for many of us, we never expected it to last as long as it did. I just thought we were doing such unusual work that I was like, who's going to watch this? And there's no way someone will support this. Yeah. This is going to be some weird, strange show that someone's going to discover on the web and wonder who made this and how did this exist? And so to have it actually have this life now and to have it resonating with people and to be able to revisit this character, I'm just gonna have to figure out how to fit in skinny jeans again. It's gonna be wild. Can't wait.
COVID's done that weird thing, right, where everyone's kind of leant back into their favorite shows and new shows like Mythic Quest. It really does have a new life of its own.
Yeah, I think that's something I found for sure. I mean, me and my kids actually watched the whole thing during COVID for the very first time. And that was like just super joyful. And it was a nice, it was just a nice way to kind of release, you know. I found it a nice release. And yeah, I'm just thankful that like we've been able to, I guess, make people's days a little bit brighter over these times.
In the last few weeks, how many people have asked you the question, is Danny Glover in? Donald Glover in, sorry. Oh. Donald Glover in. Gee, Danny Glover. Is Danny Glover in? That could be a cool twist.
Yeah. I can't confirm or deny, but people have asked me that. I mean, everyone is just, I think more than anything, everyone is asking me, have we filmed? This is kind of the thing. Have we filmed it yet? What can they tell me about the story? Who is in, who's not? And so I can't really say anything at this point other than I'm really excited. I think most of us are, I mean, I think all of it, we're genuinely just like kind of shocked that this is actually happening, because we just talked about it forever as this like phrase that was said, but that it's actually happening is just wild. So that's all I could really say. It is happening and I cannot wait for everyone to see it.
Well, Danny, thank you so much, man. Congratulations again on Mythic Quest. It's so good to have you back on. Can't wait to see the film whenever it comes out. And yeah, hopefully we'll talk soon, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Audio Technica Australia. Subscribe, rate, and review The Plug on your preferred podcast platform. And follow us on Instagram and YouTube at The Plug with Neil Griffiths and on TikTok at theplug.podcast to stay up to date with episode releases and giveaways.